All right, this is Rise and Shine. We're at the NSU studios. My name is Brendan.
And I am Michi, and we do have Anna Landsaw in studio with us this morning. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We are talking about the Oklahoma State Department partnership that's been with NSU. Because last time we talked about it, I think you were saying there was only one other university that had this opportunity as well.
Yes, so we are very grateful to the State Superintendent Lindell Fields. He saw an opportunity to partner with NSU, and we kind of made that happen. NSU is known for being the leader in teacher education. And so we did not want that to change even when it came to alternative certification or emergency certification. So Oklahoma has one of the largest emergency certification pipelines and number of teachers that are in that pipeline.
Is that a nationwide phenomenon, or is that really pretty localized to Oklahoma?
No, it happens everywhere. I think every state is having issues with teacher shortages. And so, you know, emergency and alternative certification is kind of everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think just with the state of how Oklahoma is, we do have a higher level of those. But this, you know, our new state superintendent and his team are really working to bring that down and to work with school districts, which is why we have partnered with them with the emergency certification pathway. And so we actually just got close to, and I think these numbers are going to be a little bit off because I haven't met with our full data team yet to talk about it, but we went to 5 different locations last week from Monday to Thursday. We saw almost 400 individuals who are either emergency certified or alternatively certified, and we got them admitted to the NSU Graduate College. So think that we admitted almost 130 students last week alone to start this initiative. So what it is we have partnered with OSDE, and they have graciously given us money to continue funding the emergency pathway. So what the students do is they come to us, and in a year, they take their classes, they study for their tests, they take their tests, which we hope that they pass. You know, we can't guarantee that they'll pass, but we'll do everything in our power to make sure that they do. And then they become fully certified teachers, or we get them moved to the alternative pathway, which is better for the school districts, and it's better for the individual to be off of the emergency certification.
So just to paint the picture for folks, the emergency certification, you're already employed by the school, right?
Yes.
And you're kind of playing catch up after school and getting caught up with all the credited certifications.
Yes, exactly.
And so, what does that look like to transfer over to the alternative pathway?
What makes you emergency certified versus alternatively certified is that you haven't passed your OSAT, which is your subject area test. So, you know, if you haven't passed your OSAT, then you're considered emergency certified. If you have passed your OSAT, you're alternatively certified.
Okay.
Usually you still have to take coursework. You still have to do all of the same things. And that's where we come in, is if you are emergency certified in the state of Oklahoma, we are paying 100% of everything.
Nice.
Your tests, your coursework, we offer APK seminars, you know, all sorts of things, and we're going to pay for it 100%, and that's what we're most excited about, is we haven't had money like this in a really long time, and so now we're getting to
Well, that's a great way to,
you know, I have a Santa hat in my office. I put it on every now and then when I'm giving out scholarships.
But it's a great way to invest that money, because you are directly investing in the future. By building in the classroom, you're creating better citizens in the future. So
I can't give the exact amount because of what classes cost at NSU, because it's different for everybody.
Right.
New students have different fees. If you're on a science pathway, you have more, you know, those classes cost a little bit more. It's just, and it's because they're different materials, different topics. So, but what we're seeing is that teachers are having a burnout between years 3 and 5. And I think that a lot of that is because they're thrown into this circus of what is, you know, certification. And I feel confident being able to say that it's a circus, because it is. I mean, it's, you look at a letter and then you get a different letter, and then you're somebody tells you this, and then the State Department tells you this. And so that's where we kind of come in. We're kind of the circus leaders, if you will, the ringmasters. We kind of come in and help the circus, but we are relieving the financial burden of all of these individuals that sometimes between your tests and courses, depending on how many hours you have, it can cost between $5,000 and $10,000 out of this individual's pocket.
Yeah.
Who isn't making that much money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that this is really going to help the burnout rate, because they're not having to pay for that. They're just getting the help that they need and the financial assistance that they need. And I think that that's going to help us see a lot of stress relief when it comes to these teachers getting certified.
This has been part one of Brendan Amici's Rise and Shine interview with Anna Lanzaw. Make sure you're staying tuned here, because we're going to be right back. Part two will be coming up after the next song block, or you can go visit lakescountry1021.com under our podcast and interview tab. But for now, let's get back to the music on Lakes Country 102.1.